Hey, everybody. Really fun episode of the morning show today. We talk about the run on SEI token. That's SEI. It's at 80 cents. People seem to think it's a foregone conclusion. It's going to go to a dollar plus. We also talk about other coins like Filecoin. Nick buys $2,500 of Filecoin live on the show. We talk about some NFT projects seeking acquisitions. So that's definitely interesting stuff. And other news in the NFT and crypto space. The show is brought to you in partnership with Shrapnel. Highly anticipated first-person shooter game coming soon. Follow at Play Shrapnel on X platform. You will hear us talking about Shrapnel quite a bit in 2024. Anyway, hope you enjoy the show. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Nifty Podcast. Thursday, January 4th, 9 a.m. Eastern time. We got a lot to jam about. We do the show Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Eastern each and every week. Today, we're going to discuss the crypto meltdown aftermath. We're going to talk about the L1 that has been taking crypto by storm and how much upside it could potentially have in 2024. And we're also going to talk about the surge in NFT projects that are seeking acquisitions. We did premiere the Sergeant of Solana video yesterday. We have the Sergeant himself, Nifty Nick, reporting for duty. How's it going, Sergeant?
A tin hood. How's it going?
Oh, wow. Well, ladies and gentlemen,
I had to close the door. It was, okay. I didn't want other, like, it's already loud enough. I mean, I'm just reporting for duty like I do every day, man. I'm out here just spreading, out here recruiting soldiers for Solana. Although it turns like, looks like they're all flipping over to SEI.
SEI less.
Do you own any SEI?
$100.
You're acting like I was about to just send easy 10 grand and be like, yo, can you buy SEI and then send it to I need a SEI wallet.
I like to touch these things. Nick, easy, you're muted.
Kepler wallet is what it is. But yeah, we could make that happen.
Is Kepler wallet? Have you used it? And like, what's the experience like?
Fine. Like, it's not great, but it's fine. Gets the job done.
It's not great.
It's fine. Like, it's nothing crazy. It's not, I'm not sitting there like, this is the future of France.
Okay, well, I appreciate the insight. What I was trying to get at is like, legitimately, there's all this hype associated with it. In my opinion, the number one thing is where all these apps going to be built. Right now, Solana has, as far as I'm concerned, the best apps that you can access, that being Phantom Wallet, a strong backer of the Solana army and the Sergeant of Solana.
Damn straight. But
I'm also trying to understand, like, it's built in Go. I know that much.
Whereas Google's programming language, also known as Golang.
One of their languages. They also have Dart. They also, definitely multiple.
Space got rugged.
It did?
Space got rugged. Clemente, what do I do?
Just end the show.
Clemente.
All right, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen on YouTube, we got rugged on Twitter.
You want me to create one?
Sure. The Solana, it would only be fitting for the Solana soldier to lead the charge and create a Twitter space today. Clemente, is that an approved idea? Clemente is start. Nick, just go do it. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. We will be cooking in just a sec.
No, you can keep talking. Talk about
it. I am talking. But I don't want to do
space. I want, you know, I already started the show.
Beautiful.
The show is
here. We
live.
Go.
Can you see it?
Yes. Can you just get me on stage and we're cooking?
What's
with
up,
gas.
Y'all?
I know, but mute yourself and stage, just get me on stage
and we're What's cooking up, with y'all?
Mute.
We're back.
I know, but mute yourself stage. And just get me on. Ladies and gentlemen, we got rugged. Twitter acting up, but no big deal. We are back in action, and we're going to get to the weather report in just a moment. We just got to get situated here. We're a little bit frazzled by
that approach.
The Twitter space
is not going to work, just FYI.
Well, then I need to host.
This actually works.
This actually works.
Just unplug your phone, mute yourself, and I'll unmute, and we're good. All right, ladies and gentlemen, just give me a little emoji in the audience if you hear me without an echo, and if you hear everything all good. I think you should. I'm assuming you will. If you just give me a little thumbs up, somebody in the audience, please, something beautiful. Pedro, thank you so much. Pedro repping one of Trevor's ninjas. Soon to be one of the
hottest. No one gives a shit about that project, okay?
Well, Trevor's our investor.
I'm just saying he didn't hook me up with one.
He wanted to, but you didn't make a ninja video.
Oh, I need to make a ninja video in order to participate.
I made a ninja video.
Oh, okay.
I made one. You had to be a ninja eating pizza is what you had to do. Because they're on pizza Satoshis, which are very valuable.
It's weird. It's like he's an investor in our business, but I get none of the perks out of knowing him, you know? It's like it's an interesting situation. Did we hook him up with anything, though?
Yeah, I'm sure. We've given him a bunch of shit. A bunch of cool stuff.
So we've given him a bunch of things, but he hasn't given us a bunch of stuff.
He's given me a ninja. Well, I bought it.
Well,
Very reasonably priced NFT for $1,000 or something. Dude, Ordinals is
different. You paid $1,000 for it. Okay, that's ridiculous, dude.
We'll see if it's worth over $1,000 when it hits the secondary.
He's out here scamming us just like all the Ordinals people, dude. That whole community is one big giant scam. A bunch of them, they're all flipping rare sats to each other. That stuff's a joke. Look, so real quick, I just want to say this. So we got, like, I want to understand this say thing. We can, I guess, do the weather report first beforehand and before we jump into that.
We can actually say a little bit about say before we get into the weather report. I would be curious to hear what you have to say about it.
So there's a couple of things. One, and this is why I was asking Easy about it, because I truly want to get a solid understanding here. I was thinking of buying one of the NFTs that the
Saiyans.
Yeah. So I was thinking of buying one of those, but the main thing I'm trying to figure out is why this chain, like legitimately why this chain?
And because it's new.
The biggest thing that a lot of people are talking about is like speed is one of the most important things. The fact that it's written in Go enables it to operate at scale, but so does Rust. Rust ends up operating at scale, harder to understand from a coding standpoint. But Go is not exactly like the easiest thing to like consume. It's not the most complicated, but it's also not the easiest. And I went and looked at the say documentation, like the developer documentation, and it wasn't just like 1, 2, 3, I'm good to go. And from a development standpoint. So that's what I'm trying to understand is why is this compelling?
Real quick, if I can add one thing before Easy goes on the Golang thing, and Nick, I know in the past you've pushed back on this, but from my industry experience, my last day job, headhunting software engineers for Robinhood, Go was the most desirable background to Robinhood and competitors like Databricks, DoorDash, Roblox. They want to see Go.
A lot of people want to see Go because it's a high performance language, which usually operates on the server side of things. But what I'm saying is from a developer standpoint, I don't know if their SDK is like far superior. So far that hasn't mattered, but inevitably we're going to get to a point where that actually matters. And so if it's not any lower friction than developing on Solana, I don't understand what the compelling offering is. Someone said Cosmos ecosystem underrated. So this is part of Cosmos, Easy?
Yeah. Part of Cosmos, the modular aspects of it are really interesting to a lot of people because it's much easier to like plug and play components. That's like a big piece of most of the Cosmos ecosystem. It supposedly says that they can do 20,000 TPS or OPS is what they're calling it, which is the transaction throughput, while Solana is at 10,000. Finality, which is like the actual time to process the transaction, 2.5 seconds for Solana, 380 milliseconds for Say.
Oh, so it's just better than Solana. We should just say fuck Solana and we're Say soldiers now.
Still not as mobile friendly, of course, but the modularity is really interesting to me. Obviously, Go is really interesting, being that it's a well-known programming language, which is also like why I'm interested in Near, which uses JavaScript, because more friendly for developers typically leads to better development life cycles, easier to onboard new people with things that they can spin up quicker. The other thing that's more interesting to me here is that with Say, it's a lot of open source code, so a lot of people can leverage other people like other components, whereas it's not just out-of-the-box SDKs that you inevitably have to learn. You can quite literally just like copy paste a lot of stuff from the open source libraries that they have. And much of Cosmos is open source.
So why, explain to me easy why this is better than Solana.
It's not.
What, now why isn't it better than Solana then?
Solana already has an existing community right now and a large mobile-friendly audience, which I think is going to outpace any sort of blockchain technology that's not mobile-friendly at the moment. And with Solana's like head start, it's going to be tough to get in front of that as well. I think people like Say right now because Cosmos has this narrative that's running. The tech stack is interesting, but like the infrastructure right now is not great. That's kind of my concern. Like infrastructure isn't great as far as like the website that you have to go on to buy NFTs on Say, which has like a 2-hour wait time. But it's all part of that, like, friction. Like, if there's friction, that's the big thing.
Someone says Say will be EVM compatible soon. What? It's okay. So that's interesting. Is that true?
I'm not sure. I haven't looked into that.
Excuse me. Sorry. I'm a little bit insecure right now. That's how I'm feeling. I'm feeling Easy's out here operating in Say land. And the Cosmos ecosystem and floating around in this other place. And it feels like he's cheating on us. It feels like he's cheating on the Solana Avalanche, you know, optimal combo.
I'm still buying those, but it's like, you got to get the two big dogs in there, but sometimes you need some bench players, you know, like if we're structuring our basketball team here, our starting five, right? Of course, ETH got cut last season. We're done with that one. But like you got Bitcoin at center. We got Solana at point guard. We got AVAX at shooting guard. Probably throwing like we're rounding it out with Say as the rookie and Celestia as our potential first round draft pick. It looks pretty good to me, you know, like if I'm crafting that starting five, we got some killers on the court right now. And then ETH is sitting up in the nosebleeds just watching everyone else have fun.
Interesting that you selected basketball as the sport to choose for the lineup here and not some American football.
Well, that's a lot of players, dude. That's like 11 blockchains we'd have to figure out on offense and defense.
We'll keep it simple then. I'm seeing all the hype on Say, and I'm trying to figure out, like, am I going to FOMO into one of these things, like, in a major way? And I feel like I am at the moment. I'm pissed about the 2X here on the, what's the Bitcoin one that's pumping right now?
Ordi?
Node monkeys. Would you ape in here easy?
No. And it probably goes higher. But dude, it's like they just flip Bitcoin frogs. Like at this point, one node monkey is half of an OMB, which is crazy. Like I'd rather just go straight OMB at this point. Like get your money up, not your funny up.
Keep in mind, in all seriousness, though, two premier collections are about to drop, the Ninjas and even bigger, the Taproot Wizards. Well, I don't know if Taproot Wizards are about to drop, but once Taproot Wizards drop, that's like, you know, daddy's home on Ordinals, one Bitcoin floor, blah, blah, blah. Ordinals is fascinating. The cool thing about the tokens, like you're talking about Say and FOMOing into Say, Popcan said it's pronounced Sai. I don't know. I think Say is more fun. All right. Yeah, Say. There you go.
That's why they call them Saiyans.
We're pre new all time highs. So FOMOing in here, there's less of a probability of getting completely wrecked with any of this stuff. This is a Coinbase listed token, and you got smaller number theory. How much does Say cost? 80 cents?
Yeah, 80 cents.
I'm trying to think about this stuff in a dumb way right now. I'm trying to be like, what's the dumbest way I can think about this? 80 cents, small number. People like that.
So there's something
I like these else things.
Something else that I'm thinking about here.
Those look pretty dumb. I'll buy that.
So what's the price now?
$500.
That's
damn.
Up from 400 yesterday. The thing I would the other thing here, which I don't think I know it's all but assumed that this ETF stuff is going to get approved.
It is.
You see the rumors that are circulating? After you guys said I was dumb for saying a Saturday may be approved? That's what I heard yesterday. That's how I interpreted it. Now the rumor floating around is approval Friday after hours with trading starting next week. So I'm just saying, the inside source may have been right.
Where is this rumor coming from? Is this the same source? Is this the same source that we got the fucking Proof acquisition from? Because I can't pull it, or the Moonbirds acquisition? Because Pio, you stuck your neck out on that one, and I don't appreciate the fact that you would, you know, drag Kevin's name through the mud.
No, well, first of all, you doing that actually, well, first, a couple things. So we got to get to like the meat and potatoes of the show. Number one, that whole campaign that you ran on Twitter about how Proof had been approved. Nice hard boiled egg, by the way. That whole campaign was so good and so funny because I feel like it's the penultimate of the broad audience just being like, I'm going to rock with Nick on this. I don't care if it's true or not, you know, because like in the past, people were like, is this true? And like people like banging the thing. Now people are just like, I don't care if it's true or not. I don't care if it's true or not. So that was actually a very important campaign that you ran. That's number one. Number two, I'm hearing the same rumors from my circles, aka publicly available tweets from people that I follow that anybody can follow. So those are my circles, but I'm seeing the same rumors as Easy. Number three, when we were at Art Basel, Easy definitively told me that the rumor he heard is the sixth. And I told my friend that works in banking this, and he's a very skeptical guy. And I was like, and he was like, yeah, I don't know, man. Like, what kind of rumor is that? And I was like, imagine if it's literally true, though. Imagine if it literally is true that it's the sixth and it's looking like it's going to be the sixth. I just sent Clemente the new meme that dropped because of the guy that leaked the info, the guy that had 800 followers from Matrixport. That leaked that the ETF wasn't going to get approved because it's definitely BlackRock, like, you know, lined his pockets or something like that because they had to drop another 10M into the Bitcoin ahead of the ETF. Man, you got to love these big financial institutions. We might have some fireworks in the next 2 weeks, man. This is going to be crazy.
Well, I just saw Grayscale just announced or just released their registration of securities for their Bitcoin ETF spot. But I don't know what this like means in terms of someone says. Oh, here's Chief Legal Officer at Grayscale tweeted. Just filling out some forms.
Nothing to see here. Yeah. Regardless, the Grayscale one's not going to get approved. It's going to be BlackRock first, then others. The other thing is Grayscale's got a lot of baggage. I do feel like it would be a crazy W if they got that approved. Clemente, pull that meme up again. Like, I just love this. I saw this from DC Investor. The guy in 24 hours, they wrote that the ETF was going to Matrixport wrote that the ETF was going to get approved and that Bitcoin would be over 50K by the end of the week. And then in the same 24 hour period, they said the ETF wasn't going to get approved and someone called them out for it. And the guy just wrote, no, I changed my view. And DC Investor, I mean, it's just pretty fucking good. I love it. I love this. This is the same meme where they had source. I made it up when Cointelegraph or whoever said that the ETF was going to be approved and it pumped the hell out of the Bitcoin price. Anyway, look, we're going to dive in to the show. Today's show is brought to you in partnership. You've heard us talk about this organization before. Shrapnel, ladies and gentlemen, the highly anticipated first-person shooter game coming soon. This thing is anticipated AF. And I am anticipating it, and I don't even know if I'm going to be able to play it right off the bat because I don't have a gaming PC, but I'm really excited. In anticipation of their early access launch, they've been hosting various playtest spaces and sharing sneak peeks of the gameplay. When it does drop, you know Easy's going to be all over it, just shooting people in the head or whatever you do in Shrapnel. If you want to be up to date in extracting things, because it's an extraction-based shooter, if you want to be up to date with all things Shrapnel and their upcoming early access launch, make sure to follow at PlayShrapnel on X platform. That's at PlayShrapnel, okay? And keep in mind that the people that make Shrapnel, that are working on Shrapnel in office in Seattle, by the way, like 70 plus people literally working on it in office on the West Coast doing the damn thing, come from backgrounds like working on games like, no exaggeration, Halo. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. But anyway, this is very, very exciting. We're so jazzed up to be partnering with them. And yeah, it's going to be fireworks when this thing comes out. It's going to be pretty damn dope. We got to get into the weather report. Signal, please take it away.
Yeah, of course, folks. It is Thursday, January the 4th. That market volume coming in at a total of 25 million blur. The lion's share at 20. OpenSea at 4.4. If we look at the market leaders, looking at the top movers, it's NodeMonkeys. They're up 20% to now 0.24 BTC. Mad Lads have also swung up to 180 SOL. And Doodles have moved as well, up 12% to 1.9 ETH. Over the past 24 hours, top four big stories. Number one, crypto seen a slight recovery from the contradicting matrix report that all of the Bitcoin ETFs would be rejected, with other experts claiming the approval process is going business as usual, and all signs lead to an approval as early as Friday. Bitcoin is at 43,400. Ethereum is at 2,240. And Solana is just crawling to get back over $100. On to the second story of the day. And it has been whales bringing out their brooms yesterday. First on Ute, 182 were swept for almost 300K, bringing the floor up over 50%. But then it proceeded to dump all of them into bids in an attempt to lure the Blur bid bots up with the floor increase. This, in return, has brought the Ute's floor back below 0.6 ETH. Other sweeps that came in were Doodles. 50 of them were swept for almost 300K as well, bringing the floor up to 11%. And the buyer having historically swept the bottom of Doodles over 2 years ago. On to the third story of the day, and it's about Say, the alt L1. It reached another all-time high amidst a crypto meltdown before a slight pullback. It has broken into the top 50 crypto market caps. Palette, an NFT marketplace for the L1, also launches V2 and teases an airdrop for high volume users. And then lastly, the founders behind the once prominent collection Lazy Lion, some people made some generational wealth off that collection. They announced they will be stepping back from the day-to-day operations and will spend the month of January fielding offers from people looking to take over the project, and expect a final decision to be made by the end of the month. Regardless of how the takeover is completed, they emphasize their need to step away completely from the operations of the project. Lazy Lions are down 30% in the last 7 days to 0.12. Expect to see more rugs and acquisitions as we head into 2024. That is all for the weather report. It is back to you folks in the studio.
Fantastic weather report as usual, Signal. A lot of meat on the bone there.
Did Nick? She say Lazy Lions?
Lazy Lions. You remember Lazy Lions?
So what's going on with Lazy Lions? I see. They will be stepping back from day to day. Dude, these people, man.
It got hard, Nick.
It got tough doing nothing. Literally nothing. Well, we took all the money we paid ourselves salaries for a couple of years. It was tough, literally doing nothing.
We got Machi Big Brother in the crowd laughing at your commentary. He seems to agree that doing nothing might be tough, and you got to look for buyers. Hey, who wants to buy this thing?
Dude, I'm getting tired of the community asking what we're going to do. This is fucking bullshit. We're moving on. Dude, it's actually crazy that, like, I remember with Gary Vaynerchuk talking about...
They're literally
about,
called Lazy Lions, by the way. They're called Lazy Lions.
What did you expect to happen?
I remember Gary being like, 90% of these businesses won't be here. Dude, they weren't even here after they launched their NFT. Like, none of these companies... They weren't even companies. It's offensive to call these things companies. They were literally scams. Like, everything was just like an opportunity to generate capital. They basically should have done a TikTok, like, financial advice thing, being like, yo, so here's the deal. Here's how you make $40 million. What you do, you launch an NFT project. And then what I do is I expense the shit out of it. Here's how I bought 16 cars for, and paid no tax on it.
So I open up an S Corp, an LLC, and a major liability company. I pay myself through all three of them, then file bankruptcy, buy 6 cars, rent out 2 houses, and that's how you make generational wealth. It's literally what happens. It's foolproof. The other thing then that you can do is launch an NFT project, call yourself Lazy out the gate. Nobody has any expectations because the name tells you what it's going to do. But on some serious stuff, I'm actively working to try to get the deck from what Lazy Lions is pitching for the acquiree process right now. I want to see what they're asking.
Dude,
I'm interested. Not to buy it, just for context.
I just think it looks like they did have some activity here back in 2022. they had a roadmap where they posted what the objective was here. Unfortunately, this did not. I think the reality, if we're being completely honest here, is it's not actually as much of a rug as it is. There's not a business model for the majority of these NFT projects, including a lot of the ETH ones that had their whole royalty thing completely screwed, right? Like, there's no actual revenue that they can generate on an ongoing basis, and the community wants you to keep doing stuff. So, like, what are you going to do? Like, I mean, we have a model that works, that pays our bills, that enables us to keep going and developing things. But, like, what are the majority of NFT projects going to do?
You have to work really hard to figure out what the hell you're going to do.
Look, Pudgy Penguins?
Yeah.
Awesome brand, but, like, they don't have a business model at the moment. Like, they're losing money.
Right, but that's also, like, how Facebook was losing money in the early days. You know what I mean? Like,
except not, because with Facebook, there were people, you had people that were coming back every day interacting with the product. What they're trying to do is build their platform. That is the business that they're trying to invest in, but it doesn't exist yet, like, even exist at this moment. They have a virtual world that they've created, that they've demoed some concepts for. There's no guarantee that that thing actually does well. They're like a pre-seed startup that has a ton of capital, but that, like, and they also, don't get me wrong, like, they're doing an incredible job from the branding standpoint and their ability to get into retail. But, like, fundamentally, they don't actually have a clearly defined, like, thriving business at this moment in time, because that, like, there's not a ton of demand for Pudgy Penguin products outside of the community that bought them. I'm curious to see, like, how they're going to keep continuing to, like, develop that demand. They're doing a great job marketing their IP, and that's what they are at this moment in time, is a marketing engine that's losing money.
But think about how sticky the community they've built is, objectively speaking. Like, I actually hate using the term community, because people just jam it down your throat in this space in a terrible way, and actually scammers use it as a crutch. Like, they literally use the term community as a crutch. But in this one instance, I do want to bring it up. They have a really sticky audience, sticky community, whatever you want to call it. And sure, they're not, like, they don't have a multi-million dollar profitable business right now, but they're building the platform that you just talked about. They have the physical products in retail stores and are doing sales. I understand they're losing money on those sales. There's a lot to like. I think it's not traditional. It's not a traditional business, but when Facebook and Twitter came out, those weren't traditional businesses either. I'm not saying that they're going to be as big as Facebook and Twitter, like multi-billion dollar publicly traded, trillion dollar publicly traded organizations, but I'm saying they're off to a pretty good start for what I think they want to do.
It's a great team to bet on. It's much more crypto, though, than it is. Like, what I mean by that is, look at any of the companies that have done airdrops, that have launched tokens, that have done anything associated with it. The vast majority just, like, don't have a business. Like, the Blur does. Oh, they have a marketplace that exists, but, like, and I think Pudgy Penguins falls into that category as well, except they're one of the examples of somebody that's actually actively doing something.
Yes.
But like, I think their path to having money is literally a token drop. It's not through, like, building, like, I don't know. It's going to be really difficult to go the retail path, or you're betting and hoping that they're actually going to do well with the retail side of things. Someone had a comment, did Pudgy not make bank on their toy sales? They generated revenue. They didn't make profit. So that's like the main thing that I'm saying. All I'm using them as an example for is that, like, you have to raise more capital. You have to go build out an entire business and pitch this promise of the future. And Lazy Lions, in their case, was like, there was no business model that existed. It was a temporary one, which was royalties, which has now disappeared on ETH.
Yeah, you got to go hard to carve out the business. That's why I object to using Pudgy as an example of there's not a business. You could use a million other examples where people didn't, like, actually build any kind of business. The other thing is that crypto has a history of just, dude, people, like, we've hired crypto people that we've had to let go because they just won't, like, work. They're so used to jamming on a button and then jamming on it one more time and making money on that transaction. Like literally the button to buy and the button to sell. That's like what the crypto people want. And they get like violently distracted by a new mint or a new coin to buy and this, that, and the other thing. It's actually like a very perverse thing that penetrates the industry. It's comparison and mixed martial arts real quick. Bo Nickel, up and coming MMA fighter. You might know who he is in like literally 4 years, Nick, when he gets so big. But this guy is like a consummate professional. And when you hear him talk, he's 27 years old. He was like a Division I almost national champion wrestler. He's like, I'm bringing professionalism to this game at a level that we haven't seen before. Because a lot of guys that get into professional fighting are just maniacs. And you can't beat them in a fight because they're a psycho and they train their ass off and blah, blah, blah. But now you're seeing like literal suit and tie level professionalism being brought to that sport. It's going to come to our sport. It's going to take time. All this stuff takes time. We report on this 5 days a week. It's hard to see the passage of time. Pac-Man's bringing some professionalism to this sport.
I just want to clarify one thing. I view Pudgy as a business. What I'm saying is their business model is not yet a profitable one, essentially. And yeah, that's one in that environment, it makes it incredibly difficult to sustain and grow a business. And a lot of the NFT projects are facing that issue. The ones that have been able to sustain are ones like Moonbirds that raised a bunch of money. The even Pixel Vault has launched their GG token that just came out. There's been multiple different projects that raised. Yuga Labs still exists. They don't have a clear business model. Like, it's not clear. Like, what is Yuga doing to make money? And they're going to try and build a gaming business.
Yeah.
But like, it's still fucking difficult. And all I'm saying is like, if I'm going to buy them right now, you'd buy them for the brand. And Pudgy is in the same place where you'd buy them for the brand. You're not paying them a multiple of revenue because it doesn't fucking matter, basically. Like, them selling their toys right now is really more about them getting distribution of their IP. Once they start getting like a cartoon, once they get other stuff, what you're paying for is that IP itself at this point in time. So that's my clarification on that. I value them as a main player in the space, and I think they're doing a great job on the IP. And frankly, they're one of the only companies that's doing that.
Totally agree. One note I want to make is I do want to call out, a lot of times I think that you think of the NFT and crypto companies and you do compare them head to head with like what you've seen traditionally in business in general. And I do have to throw like an asterisk that this is like a new, like, you know, visionary space or whatever. I'd love to get Muneeb from Trust Machines on this show.
ICOs existed in 2017, and that was a visionary time also. And none of those companies,
those were so much fun, and 99.8% went to zero. But it was
degenerate
gambling activity ever. Like, you'd buy one of these things, all of a sudden have an 11,000% APR, and you were like, this thing's gonna flip Bitcoin, and then all of a sudden 48 hours later it'd be worth zero. It was like, wow.
Solana was founded in 2017 and that thing turned out to be pretty good, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just saying, like,
I mean, there's a bunch of stuff. Bat, Filecoin. Like, the list, there is some tokens that launched then that are like Tezos that it like actually are still around doing stuff. Like,
I added some Filecoin actually. Added some Filecoin.
I don't hate that, dude. I don't hate that. I think it's gonna be I don't hate that. I really don't hate that.
Look at the upside, man.
I don't hate that.
All right, we're Filecoin Phantoms.
Pio, look at
no, this Phantom's another token. We can't be that. We're Filecoin.
Fuckheads. We're Filecoin fuckheads.
We're final coinists.
So dude, the top of Filecoin was $180. It's at $6.
Yeah, they want a bet to make. Look at this chart.
But no, the thing is, like, if you look into what Filecoin is, from like, it's decentralized storage to an extent, which is like interesting when you start to look at like the centralization aspects of like AWS and Azure and some of these other ones. It's could theoretically be like an Arweave competitor. Like, that's Filecoin fetuses is crazy.
The Filecoin fetuses.
No, I like the Filecoin fuckers. But what's the name of the internet hosting, the file hosting thing for NFTs that people use? No, No.
IPFS?
IPFS was created by Filecoin.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the bottom line is, like, I'm looking at this. We talk about the upside of like Solana and stuff like that. Dude, $180 from six. Oh, let's fucking go, dude. I'm like 200x is what we're looking for here with this. We're
all in, but quick math.
I'm all in on the Filecoin fuckheads.
Vinny Basis has a really good one. Filecoin fiduciaries. I really like that. That's because that's a finance term. So we're the Filecoin fiduciaries. We need like thick glasses, pocket protectors. Like we're the fiduciaries, dude. We're coming through like in that. A suit. Real quick, I got a
fuckhead army.
Fuckhead army. Bunny, you got your hand raised. What's going on? Are you a Filecoin fiduciary?
I don't like fiduciary.
You're a Filecoin fucker.
I have reached out. I have reached out to the founder of Lazy Lions to try to purchase the project. Except I'm not. I don't want the Lazy Lions. I just want the bungalows. You know, nobody's paying attention to banner projects, right? I think everybody's got a PFP these days. A lot of people need banners, so I just want the bungalows.
So do you think that there are you being serious that there's a future potential of the bungalows and similar banner projects having a run?
They're $4.
If I get a hold of this thing, I'm waiting for an answer.
Bunny, you could buy the entire supply for like $86 right now.
Just sweep all that down. That's probably not a bit. It might be cheaper than what he's asking.
I'm just buying Filecoin like crazy right now.
Hey, look, so Beanie, I sent Beanie this space, by the way. Beanie's our new white whale, but like, you know,
what
he'll
does
probably...
that mean? And how is that not racist?
No,
yeah,
white.
Watch what you say, dude.
Why? Because he's a white guy? No, I'm not attaching a guy's ethnicity and then calling him a whale.
How can you assume what the person who bought Beanie's account is? Like, that's not cool. You can't just assume who the buyer is.
I'm trying to get Beanie on the show because Beanie's now pumping Say and it's going well. And all of a sudden everyone's like, oh shit, new Beanie's cooking. But anyway, I want to hear what he thinks about new narratives versus old ones. Because I do think he's right. And I worry that Filecoin won't pick up steam because it's an old narrative. And it's all about saying what you mean these days and buying that Say token.
Dude, join the fucking Filecoin army.
All right, well, I'm going to buy at least $100 of Filecoin to start cooking.
I'm in for $2,500 right now, and I'm.
Oh my god, you're swinging!
That's a position.
Yeah, fuck it.
I don't know. Anyway. Personally, I feel better about like Cosmos ecosystem. Just me, like less than 6 months old. The new shiny object is a real thing.
That's
Filecoin fanatics, Filecoin fuckboys. We're seeing some different name ideas here. I'm liking all of them.
I like Filecoin fuckboys for sure. You know, the new shiny
failures.
How about the women?
I don't know, man. Intern of Filecoin is so happy right now. Nice comment, Test Tube Ted. The reality is like buying new shiny objects is a huge part of crypto without question. Crypto has a lot of very immature people in it, and so new shiny objects are huge. Anyway, real quick, ladies and gentlemen, some updates from the Nifty Daily Digest. This is posted to X platform every morning and pinned up top during this show. It's also emailed to anybody that subscribes at thenifty.com. Go to thenifty.com to subscribe. Binance Labs has announced an investment in Memecoin by Memeland with Meme Token, seeing a 15% gain on the news. Look at that. Next story, Node Monkeys at 0.24 Bitcoins, goddamn, have flipped Bitcoin Frogs at 0.21 Bitcoins as the premier 10,000 supply collection on Bitcoin ordinals. This Node Monkeys run has been crazy. Next story, Coinbase Assets have added Solana-based Honey to their roadmap, which includes an upcoming listing on their exchange. As a result, the token is up 75% in 24 hours. Easy, what do you make of this one? You wanted to be in this one before this announcement, huh?
Well, I actually had a post about this when the Solana phone was moving. Hive Mapper it's all about like owning your data instead of needing to pay for like APIs from big data companies. And this one lets you put like a dash cam on your car. And anytime you drive, you earn the token. It's like Google Maps, but decentralized. And when did this pump? Recently? Yeah. Oh, very recently. So yeah, I mean, that's not a pump for ants. That's a very solid run up there. I had posted, I want to say like 2 weeks ago about this, just like owning your data in Hivemapper and Helium were the two that were most interesting to me because you can just buy these products immediately and just start earning these tokens. It's like very low lift and shift for it. Kind of cool.
How much of that do you own? Easy.
Zero. I own none of it. Yeah, I own none of this just because like I don't have a car. So I can't really, you know, slap a dash cam on the e-bike. I think they'd be kind of pissed when I'm like going in between cars and up on the sidewalk. That camera angle would be pretty bad.
Everyone with these Helio hotspots riding around to earn money, they're just radiating themselves like for in exchange for some tokens. they're like, yeah, carry this like radiation machine on the back of your head, and it's all good. We'll send you some tokens. Like that's gonna go well. That's what's going on now. And I guess Hive. What is it? Hive Mapper?
Yeah, it's a dash cam that you put in your car.
Well, that's better. That's literally just sits
in front of your car and it just does like Google Maps.
I'm less into adding additional radiation in my life.
Do you wear AirPods? So you're just slapping.
Are they bad
your brain.
For radiation?
Well, it's just another sort of it's Bluetooth.
It's directly in your ear. Yeah. Like if there's any more direct access, I don't know what it would be.
It's a different wavelength than a giant cell phone tower. Like if you put a cell phone tower in your apartment, you'd die sooner. Like definitively.
Yeah, but Nick, what about the gains? What about the gains you can make? The profit return on a cell phone tower.
There you go. Last story, Checks by Jack Butcher celebrated their 1-year anniversary with no formal announcement of a plan for the 502 checks inscribed on ordinals in February 2023. That's the last story. Moving into the meat and potatoes of this show, and actually quickly before we get to that, I want to remind everyone, the show is brought to you in partnership with Shrapnel, the highly anticipated first-person shooter extraction-based game coming soon. You've seen people paying attention to this one for months at this point. In anticipation of the launch, they've been hosting playtest spaces and sharing sneak peeks of the gameplay. People are getting amped. This looks like the first ultra-legit first-person shooter coming to the blockchain ecosystem. If you want to be up to date on all things Shrapnel and the upcoming early access launch, make sure to follow at Play Shrapnel on X platform. That's at Play Shrapnel on X. You're going to hear us talking about Shrapnel a lot. You're going to see us doing merch collabs with Shrapnel. We've already done one. You're going to see easy play test in this game. You're going to see a whole lot of Shrap on this show and in the space in general because it's like a very popular entity. Nick?
I'm just saying if anyone comes out and starts talking smack about me, they're going to get Shrapped.
That is what I'm talking about. Let's go. Anyway, first story.
Right in the throat.
We already kind of talked about this. Say, is Say going to be the winner of 2024?
It's tough to say.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
I really don't know, to be honest. I think that something from Cosmos could be the big gainer. If you look at Celestia, that's also running as well. Atom is also doing fairly well. These tokens are still relatively new. It just comes down to like, how quickly does it end up driving users, adoption, growth rates, all those fun things that you tend to want to look at to see how a token's moving here. The crazy thing about Say was that it made an all-time high while the rest of the market sold off yesterday. So like that's clear signs of strength, in my opinion. When literally everything was selling off, it hit 85 cents. And I was like, oh shit. All right. That's a pretty good sign when you see something like that. Celestia now today just did a 20% candle as well, pushing all-time highs. So the Cosmos ecosystem currently holds a lot of interest, like across the board. And I think it's kind of tough to fade this. It's especially because of the infrastructure friction of like marketplaces that have 2-hour wait times in queues is just absolutely absurd. And go ahead, Nick.
I was going to ask. So basically, because I had come across it before, Cosmos, the perk here is that you can just launch your own blockchain, correct?
Yeah, your own blockchain. The thing with Celestia, though, is you can also run nodes to validate like the blockchain in 2 clicks. So they have light nodes that can like empower the network far easier than most other chains. And then the modularity aspect with open source code, where they really break it down, where like traditional blockchains need to do everything from settlement layer to finality to all the processing in one spot. Whereas Cosmos blockchains can have multiple different instances doing different things.
Yeah, it's basically the foundation. It's giving you the tools set to go launch your own blockchain, but it's only at the foundation of it. And I think, are they using WebAssembly?
I think so.
And that's what basically a lot of the blockchains are using now, is they're using WASM, W-A-S-M, which, look, I'm not, like, I haven't developed with this before, but I worked at another blockchain actually for a short period, and they were using, that was an important thing that they were focused on, that enabled other people to develop. Ultimately, I think the reason for a lot of these things in making the interoperability is that you could go launch, for example, a Cosmos integrated like NFT marketplace potentially. Like, is that a feasible concept there, Easy, so that someone could now go and plug and play that into any of these different blockchains that are built on top of it?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And like, there's the ability to like leverage these different components on different chains, new chains, etc. And to me, that's the most interesting part, is like the more that I look at the open source tech stack that exists and the promotion and like goal to be open source means that you're going to probably see development cycles move much quicker than some of these other chains, because it's way more of a collaborative effort from the development standpoint and from developers that can build things that can potentially lead to a higher user base, because there's more things that people can like interact with, try, get involved with, whether it is NFTs, DeFi, applications, all those things. And to me, just seeing this growth right now is really interesting to me, because it's a new chain. And I watched Aptos and Sui last cycle kind of sizzle out after a week. The Say ecosystem seems to actually have a little bit more staying power.
There's this stack that exists for developers within this whole space, which I think it adds a lot of complexity. I was talking with a team yesterday at one of those companies that basically provides an SDK for developers to go and build essentially on top of Ethereum and other ETH compatible blockchains. I guess EVM compatible would be the correct way to say that. And it's like a JavaScript library that you can plug for connecting to wallets, for generating contracts, for doing all these other different things. They have a payment solution. Think of what Frentech ended up doing there, was that they had what was the wallet provider that they were using? Starts with a P.
Privy.
And so there's tools like that that enable the actual developers that end up building the end user product to go and build. That's where why the blockchain space for me personally is really difficult at this moment in time. When I go and look at the documentation around Say, for example, it's not easy for me to just dive in and start building an app. And really what you want to do in order to like really make something cool is inevitably you need a web or mobile app. That's inevitably one or the other. I mean, you can still do web and get a lot of people on the app and make it mobile responsive, whatever it is. You need one of those two things in order to reach the end consumer. And so that's where it's like, how hard is it for me to go build within that ecosystem? And how big of a bet am I making into like ecosystem lock-in when I go and it like interact with that space? If I go build a mobile app on Ethereum, like for example, like a wallet provider, the development cycle is incredibly long, which means like maybe all of like someone goes and builds a wallet on Solana, for example, and Phantom's one of basically kind of crushing it right now as they apply to multiple different chains. You got Bitcoin, ETH compatible, and Solana. Like that's crazy. Fucking crazy. I think they're the only. Is there anyone competing on that front, like of the cross chain side of things? Magic Eden's wallet.
Yeah, they just launched that, and that has Bitcoin, ETH, Polygon, and Sol. So same exact tech stack.
I just think the fact that like that exists. I mean, I guess theoretically, Coinbase's wallet may be like across multiple different chains in theory, because you can custody different tokens. I don't know if they have like Web3 functionality, aka all I'm saying is like connect your wallet to a website with Say and some of these other different things. But yeah, the whole situation, bottom line is long-term investment versus short-term hype. And I'm trying to like parse the difference between those two, because suddenly the narrative on Twitter is like Say is this thing, and everyone's fucking buying the NFTs and everything else. And it's like, really? Like is everyone suddenly going to rush to Say? Like, is that where this entire cycle is going to be? Because 2 weeks ago, we were talking about how Solana is literally the future of this entire cycle.
I mean, but Solana's still leading with like 40,000 active wallets right now, which is a bigger thing. Like, Solana's not going to fade. And it's like, right now, what you're getting is this massive airdrop opportunity across multiple different places on Solana where users are going to continue to drive it. It reminds me a ton of ETH DeFi summer in 2020, where you saw this massive swing in user base because of that. And now it feels like Say and the Cosmos ecosystem is trying to play catch up to try to capture some of these users. But even for your context, you're saying everyone's talking about Say right now. A month ago, it was Celestia. It was all Celestia all the time. It was Tia and Tau were the two big ones. Tau's since faded. Tia's still had some legs. But that's what I'm saying is like, I don't have big positions in these. I have some capital exposed to it and felt comfortable at the entries that I got in. And now I'm like, I don't want to go too heavy. I'd rather continue to compound AVAX, which is crushing the gaming subnets. I'd rather continue to compound Solana and start to focus on any red days on that, because I think the upside potential is so much higher with the existing community. And then I don't mind also looking at something like a Near, which is driving heavy into marketing and is one of the significantly most user-friendly development blockchains with JavaScript. So like, those are the things I'm starting to look at where they have opportunity. They've gone through a life cycle already. Some of these struggle with the community side of things, but others are finding their niche, which is the AVAX finding its niche with gaming and subnets, which is like, perfect. Now hyper hone in on that. And that's exactly what they're doing.
I have, I definitely should buy more AVAX here now that you pulled up that chart, Clemente. So I'm adding a 1,000 right now, but the thing, regardless, it's difficult as someone who's monitoring the space to parse the difference between something which is sticky, like truly sticky, because FriendTech, we were actually kind of talking shit about it during the time when it was going on.
I shat on it. Like, yeah. Well, just because I could tell, it hurt my feelings because I was like, this is going to just be a thing that it's not even. Yeah, it just, I knew that exactly what happened.
SocialFi is the future. Everyone said, look, SocialFi was the future for fucking 6 weeks. And now Celestia and this bullshit Sia or Say, like, Beanie needs to come on here and back up the bullshit that he's spouting right now. Because as far as I'm convinced, Beanie, all you're doing is pumping your bags and you're doing a great job at it. You're doing a great job. Congratulations. You're, as far as I'm aware, you're still offshore. So there's no legal ramifications of you doing this, but I'm just trying to understand what do you see the future with this? Because all I see is more bag pumping and saying it's inevitable that it's hitting $1. I agree at this point, it's going to hit $1, but like, he's just milking the tweets for this one at this point in time. What's the next one that he's going to pump? Like, that's what I want to find out. And Beanie, can I get a fucking DM if you're going to do this, man? Like, let me know beforehand so I can pack my bags.
He flip-flopped on like Ethereum and Bitcoin. Now he's like all in on Bitcoin. And I'm just like, okay. Like,
he's always been, because he was a gold bug is what he used to tweet about. So he's always been down that path. And Bitcoin is better than gold. So,
it is. Thank you.
unless you want jewelry, in which case you can't make that from Bitcoin really, but,
you're right. Gold's hot. Signal's got her hand raised. Signal, what's going on?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, on Beanie's takes, I'm kind of glad to see how he's tweeting right now, because I think about 2 weeks ago, I was saying they were too mild. It just didn't sound like Beanie. And I feel like now it sounds like Beanie. I've also been told that it is the real Beanie by several people. So I'm just going to believe the people who told me that. But
Until I see him on camera, not the real Beanie.
Well, he keeps saying he's going to come on the show.
No. He says he has a face for radio, so I don't think he's going to come on a show. But I'd still love to hear his comments. But on some of his takes, he's been talking about Say. He's been talking about coders. I don't know if the coder thing is going to play out right, but it's definitely not a crowded trade. And also the FriendTech thing as well. It seems like everyone has dismissed FriendTech to the point where it's now not crowded. It's like totally not a crowded trade. So FriendTech could still be a thing. I need to check. I think Bread is still bullish on it because he was very vocal about the platform, and I saw him tweeting about it as well. So Frentech is like, it's still an ongoing ecosystem, and no one's talking about it, which means there could be something
Santa
there.
Could be real. Santa could be real as well.
I mean, the Frentech, I'm going to take the W here. I called it at the beginning. I wanted it to be really good and big and have staying power. I said over and over again, I hope that it crushes. I wanted it to. But as soon as I figured out it was just going to be something people speculated on price in the short term, and the team was anonymous, I was like, oh, this sucks. It sucks that this thing's not going to work. I hope it does work. I hope it comes back. I hope it becomes the biggest thing ever.
I want it to be something as much as I wanted the mice to be something. You remember when we were all betting on which mouse is going to win the race? The hamster, sorry. Hamster.
That's another one. Mice. Another one I wanted to be something.
I want Frentech to be something this year, if it's possible, because those two were the best of 2023.
Literally, if you are listening to this show and you are like, I want to be an entrepreneur, or I am an entrepreneur, put your money where your mouth is and make the hamster thing and just do it for 5 years. Do the hamster thing for 5 years.
What's the hamster thing?
The hamster racing.
It got so big that Rollbit started offering odds on it for like a period of time. You could literally go on Rollbit. They embedded the stream and would just let you bet on the races. It was in the only way. So the hamster races had a token, which was inevitably their downfall. But you could bet the token on it or stake the token to the track. So the race, dude, it was peak Ponzi. Shout out to Bodega because they found it at like sub a penny before it ran to like 85 cents. So we were all on it really early. I bet on the same stupid hamster, lost 73 times in a row.
The token doesn't have to be the downfall. Karate Combat has a token and it's propping up, you know, it's helping the business. It's not the downfall of the business. The problem with the hamsters is that the people that made it rugged it. That's the problem. So just don't do that and actually make something and make it ethical if you're going to use hamsters and shit, right? Like make it like, I don't know the animal side of it, but like at the end of the day, if you are like, I want to be an entrepreneur, I'm looking for something to focus on, go do the hamster thing and do it for 5 years. Okay. And I want to see it because this is actually something that,
what type of advice is this? If you want to be an entrepreneur, go do the hamster thing. What are you even saying? I don't even understand. I'm like confused.
Make the hamster business and just don't rug it. Like they already showed you they could make the hamster business. It's something that you could actually show somebody outside the space and they'd be like, well, I get that. You're gambling on hamsters with a crypto token.
Well, that's like, have you watched those marble videos where the guy sets up like, the marble races? That's
big
that's
on Twitch. Really big
same
on Twitch.
Thing. But I don't think there was live gambling on that.
I think people do, but that was like big during COVID. That was a big COVID thing, was marble races. People would stream it nonstop forever.
Well, they probably rugged that too.
Dude, I'm just, you know what the reality is it, unless someone's out there making videos and going into the fucking field and getting new recruits to buy your bags and making a video of it as a Solana soldier or whatever your favorite blockchain is, they're not doing it, okay? They're just scamming you. They're just taking your money.
Yep.
All right? So, like, we got an entire army that we're growing, putting them into the field to bring this to the masses, and that's the focus. I now have so much conviction in us just bringing it to the actual masses forcefully. Video.
Oh, yeah.
On video. I'm just
forcefully
gonna document,
on video.
We're just going to be onboarding literally the masses to their face.
We're going to be in FIDI in Financial District in New York, and you're going to be slapping like grown men on the ass as you onboard them.
Exactly. So I'm going to be doing that. I'm going to be smacking women's butts also. It's going to be both.
I didn't say that, buddy.
I can't
I didn't
do that.
Say that. No, you can't do that. Real quick, our buddy Christian that we went to lunch with said the creators didn't rug it, about talking about the hamsters. People realized that the races were pre-recorded. So don't do that. That's also a rug. That is cheating. Anyway, look, we got to move on from this. We have a really juicy topic. We might have to actually revisit this tomorrow.
Yeah, let's just end the fucking show. This has been good enough.
All right.
No, I'm just...
No. I do want to. No, we are going to end it in a few minutes. Maybe we'll skip this topic. Clemente,
what
can
is
we,
the topic?
It's Ram, our buddy Ram Aluwalia from Lumita Wealth, 100M assets under management, more than that, actually. His list for 2024. I think he's some of the best signal in the whole crypto Twitter ecosystem. He drops bombs on Twitter, and I think because he's so level-headed about it, he doesn't like go viral. Whereas like Mike Alfred literally will just shit on Solana bro euphoria and make everybody mad, and so it goes viral. Mike's obviously also a badass, but Ram has been talking about what he's buying in 2024, and I want to deep dive discuss it, but we don't have time to do that. So we're going to, Clemente, please dump that in for tomorrow, por favor. If that's possible, if that's good to go. Yeah, Clemente said we can move it. Sounds good. So let's talk about just Solana NFT price action real quick and we can close.
And the Filecoin fuckheads.
We can talk about the Filecoin fiduciaries if you want to. But it's easy. What's going on with Solana?
Easy. Did you buy some Filecoin?
I have not bought any Filecoin. No.
Dude, just buy a little bit, man. I'll buy
a couple Filecoins.
Real quick, I do want to make a comment, and maybe someone can clip this and play it in 12 to 18 months. Watching the responses to the Solana Sergeant, obviously, most of the responses were fantastic. People were like, this is funny. Oh, this is great. You know, blah, blah, blah. But some of like the deep crypto people were like, this is the top for Solana. And I'm like, we're pre-Bitcoin ETF approval. We're pre-Bitcoin halving. We're in an election year. What
we had to pay people to take Solana. No, here, actually, sorry, finish your thought and then I'll share it.
Real quick, like, so I just am like, how can you be a crypto person? Like, your whole Twitter identity is crypto. You've been in crypto longer than me. You've been in since 2017, whatever. And how do you still not understand the 4-year cycle? And how do you put it on wax? You literally put it on wax that you think this is the top for Solana. It's not even at its all-time high. Are you legitimately putting it on wax that you think it's not going to go back to its all-time high? It's just so strange.
Some of those people are also just talking shit, P.O. They're saying just send it to zero because they're saying this is cringe.
I'm not talking about them because they're making a joke. Some people are actually like, it's the top for Solana.
So the thing I was going to say is with this video, and I'm just giving you behind the scenes, no one wanted Solana. Literally, actually, yes. Zero people wanted Solana, including the people that took Solana. I had to Venmo them money. Yeah. That was what actually went on. We spent like an hour and a half walking around Washington Square Park, walking up to people and said, initially we went with $1. In New York, a dollar is fucking jack. Like, they don't want it.
I think we're bumping it up to five.
I went back to the guys who ended up taking the money. I was like, I'll give you $50 to just be in the video. Can I Venmo you the money? And you say you take Solana? Like, because I walked up and offered them and they wouldn't take it. No one would take it. Literally not a single person. But everyone's like, oh, this is the top for Solana. No one knows what Solana is. Not a single person in Washington Square Park.
Every time I've done street interviews, it's Dogecoin, Bitcoin, and maybe an Ethereum. Like, maybe. Very rarely. They all know what Doge is, though. Every single one of them.
There were some people that were like, I mean, you saw it on the video, that they were genuine when they said, what is Solana? The only people that were like, that I paid to literally take the money
guys that
are the two
Solana.
People that took it, basically, that said Solana. And both of them, like, did not want anything to fucking do with the video, basically. Like, they were just like, $25, bro. Like, they were just excited to get money. Like, that
they didn't
that was
believe it. They didn't believe it. When you Venmo'd him $50, he's like, really?
Like, yeah, just like, did yeah. not believe that the thing was actually going on. The whole thing was quite ridiculous. But I can't give away the Solana. Like, literally, you cannot give away Solana. We should do just another one. As the army holding a fucking sign being like, I will give you one Solana.
Have you seen those two dudes who, they do silent challenges where like, they're just standing there and it's, so something like that, where it's like, download a Phantom wallet is like the task and anybody does it. Like, that would be pretty good, but you may end up in the park for like 12 hours. Like, your whole day may just be standing there.
Dude, well, they end up giving, I think they end up paying people to actually just show up and be like, oh, come up and say these things. Cause it's just more efficient.
They're also so big now though, but they're so big now that when people see them, they know that they have to do something. Like they've gotten to that point where like people see them or they'll post on a story somewhere of where they are and people go to it. Like it's a thing now.
Well, you know, regardless, the Solana sergeant was enlisting people left and right.
Kenobi says, Nick rugged the people in the park. You said you'd give them one soul, but only spent $50. Yeah, if you didn't take the one soul, I gave you less money. That was the situation, okay?
Fuck off. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, reminder that the show is brought to you in partnership with Shrapnel, the highly anticipated first-person shooter game, extraction-based shooter, coming soon to a blockchain near you. In anticipation of their early access launch, they've been hosting various playtest spaces and sharing sneak peeks of the gameplay. If you want to be up to date with all things Shrapnel and their upcoming early access launch, follow them at Play Shrapnel on X. I did see in my email, people are putting in offers on my Shrapnel NFT. So you'll love to see that. Love to see it starting to cook again in 2024. Let's go. We've been talking about them on the show for months at this point. And we will be continuing to work with them in 2024. Very, very exciting stuff happening in the Shrapnel camp. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that is our show. And we will be back tomorrow, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Eastern time, right here on Twitter Spaces. Also available on Apple and Spotify podcasts if you want to listen on the go or share the show with people outside of the Twitter bubble. Check it out on Apple or Spotify podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. Also, the video feed is available on YouTube and on X platform. If you want to actually watch the show rather than just listen, we're everywhere with video as well. Tomorrow, big day, January 5th, rumors of the Bitcoin ETF being approved after hours. We will see if Easy Source is, you know, buttoned up or if it was all bullshit. Thank you, Groovy T. Groovy T said it's a great show. Shout out to Groovy T from the Memeland community. Big supporter of the show. Fun fact.
Wait, where was our Bodago of the day today?
I don't know where he is. Bodago of the day, ladies and gentlemen. The Bodago of the day is Cuddy. C-U-D-I. He's got a badass Bodago giraffe skin. The cool glasses, the bone in the mouth, the headphones around the neck.
What's wait. His Twitter account?
What? Never. Take that down. Take that down. There's a weird X notification. Shout out to Cuddy. I don't know what's going on with X platform. Anyway, Elon's
what,
doing.
Wait, what's the weird notification? What's the weird notification?
We'll talk about it offline.
Is it saying it's okay. Inappropriate?
Yeah, yeah. Cuddy's cool, right, Easy?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. He's a cool guy. Bodago of the day. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we'll catch
is
you guys.
Is it LE2 underscore Cuddy?
Well, we're going to sync offline. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening to the show.
I don't have the... Oh, it says this user is suspected to be part of an online...